Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. And welcome back to Daily Stoic Eng. We're all about staying sharp, grounded, and kicking butt in this crazy world, right? But today, I want to talk about something that might seem a little soft, a little unconventional, even. Gratitude. Yeah, I know, it sounds like something your grandma would tell you before dinner, but stick with me here because there's power in this practice, serious power. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with what we lack, what's missing, what we should be doing better. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, feeling like we're never enough, never good enough. But gratitude flips the script. It's about actively focusing on what we already have, what's going right, even the small stuff. Ever feel like you're just wading through life, going through the motions? You know that feeling when you wake up and hit snooze 5 times before actually getting out of bed? Well, sometimes all it takes is a little shift in perspective, a moment to acknowledge the good things. A warm cup of coffee, the sunshine streaming through your window, even just the simple fact that you woke up at all. Now, I'm not saying life is perfect, or that we should ignore our struggles. But cultivating gratitude can be a game changer. It helps us appreciate the present moment, find joy in the little things, and build resilience in the face of challenges. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, do you feel more stressed? More anxious? No way. Gratitude has this amazing ability to calm our minds and shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your gratitude journey. 1. Start small. You don't need a grand, sweeping declaration of thanks every day. It could be as simple as taking a moment to appreciate the deliciousness of your morning coffee, or the feeling of sunshine on your skin during your walk. 2. Write it down. Keeping a gratitude journal is a powerful way to train your brain to focus on the positive. Even just jotting down 3 things you're grateful for each day can make a difference. It's like a daily reset button, programming your mind to look for the good stuff. 3. Express your gratitude. Don't keep those feelings bottled up. Tell someone how much you appreciate them, whether it's a loved one, a friend, or even a barista who makes your day with a smile. Saying, thank you, out loud amplifies the feeling and spreads positivity. 4. Shift your perspective. When you find yourself dwelling on the negative, try to reframe the situation. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, ask yourself, what's one good thing that came out of this? Even in tough situations, there's often a silver lining if you look for it. 5. Practice daily. Like any skill, gratitude takes practice. Make it a habit to weave gratitude into your daily routine. Start your day with a grateful thought, end it with a moment of reflection on what went well, and keep those positive vibes flowing throughout the day. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was super stressed out because work was piling up, deadlines were looming, and my brain felt like it was running on fumes. I was about to hit that wall, you know the feeling, when I remembered something a friend had told me. Take a moment to appreciate what's good in your life. So, I did. Instead of focusing on the chaos, I took a deep breath and thought about things I was grateful for. My supportive family, my cozy apartment, even just the fact that I had a job that challenged me and allowed me to use my creativity. It wasn't a magic solution, but it shifted something inside me. It reminded me that despite the challenges, there was still so much good in my life. And you know what? I tackled those deadlines with a renewed sense of energy and focus. So remember, friends, gratitude isn't just about feeling good. It's a powerful tool for navigating life's ups and downs, finding joy in the everyday moments, and building a more fulfilling and meaningful existence. Ready to give it a try? Start small, be consistent, and watch how much of a difference it makes. And don't forget to share your gratitude journey with me on social media. Tag hashtag Daily Stoic Edge and let's spread some positivity together. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, there's always something to be grateful for.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.